You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ryan was the first one to get through. Ryan, what are you doing this weekend?
Hey, my wife and I just had a baby, so we're just spending time with him all weekend.
Just kind of laying there staring at it, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is
yeah,
this your first one? First kid?
First one, yeah.
Are you terrified?
We were, but I think we're now kind of in the spot where we think we know what's going on, so we're excited.
You
kind of
kick in, you know, you just instincts kick in and you can just be like, you know what, this is not that difficult, you know, you kind of figure
exactly.
It out. How slow?
You just keep them alive. You feed them, you change the diaper, pat them on the back.
How slow did you drive home from the hospital?
Oh my gosh, yeah, my wife was like, slow down, even though I was going below the speed limit myself.
I very vividly remember that drive home with our first one, and just
That's
sitting
funny.
In that right lane going about 20 under.
Yep.
Going, funny. My God, I got precious cargo now.
So what did you name this little bundle of joy?
His name is Owen.
That's a good name. Solid.
Cute. Very good.
Little Owen.
Are you on a work break because of this? Are you on paternal leave, I guess? Paternity leave?
We get it, yeah. Right? We get it in Colorado.
I am 2 weeks into 10 total weeks.
Yeah, 10 weeks.
So.
Dang.
That's kind of
yes,
nice.
Yes, it's great. Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Except the people that have to cover for you at
yeah,
work.
I was going
to
say, your coworkers hate you, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a civil engineer.
Oh, fancy.
I pay as well.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
No, it's good, actually.
That's really good.
It pays well.
I have a lot of engineers and stuff in my family, so that's really good work, buddy.
I think my my stepdaughter's boyfriend is an engineering student, and I think he's going to end up being civil engineering,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
That's a pretty good gig, any of the engineering fields. It sure is, man. It really is.
Pretty much always have a job, I guess. We always need civil engineers.
Does your wife work?
She does, yeah. She's a physical therapist, and she drives to people's houses that like can't get out of their houses, and I think... She's in the car right now listening to me on the radio.
Oh, she's a good human. That's nice. House visits.
Definitely.
So you're home alone with the baby.
Yep, just us two.
Wow.
Good for you. Ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Good for you.
I am definitely ready.
All right, buddy. Let's do it.
I don't know. It's just like she did the... I'm sorry, but she did all the work.
All the work.
And then she's off now working while you're staying at home with the baby. And I'm like, shouldn't she have her feet upright? She did all the work.
Yeah, well, she took the first 3 months with him off from work.
Oh, so this
yeah, I was going to say,
like,
she's probably been off for a while.
Oh, gotcha.
Hello, go back to your career. Have a life. Good for
you
her.
It made it sound like you just had the baby. That's what I was thinking, within the last 2 weeks is what I was thinking.
Okay, we're 3 months in.
Oh, okay. Shoot, that kid's raising himself now.
I'm sorry, that's why I just got a little quiet, because you're like, hey, get your ass out the door and get back to work.
No.
And I'm like, what? Wait a minute.
My wife is the same way. She cannot wait to get back to her job and get going again.
All right.
No doubt.
Yep.
Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us, Ryan?
Let's do it.
10 seconds. And by the way, Danny, Trish, Courtney, and Jennifer, don't hang up. Even if we get a winner, we still want to talk to each of you. Ryan, in 10 seconds, these can be current day. These can be people from history. We don't care, but we want 5 famous people named either Dave or David. 5 famous Daves or Davids. Ready? And go!
Dave Matthews. Dave from David and Goliath, Dave Niehaus, Dave Sims.
I don't know the last two. How about Dave from Wendy's? Wasn't that
that would have worked?
That would have worked.
Yeah, the last
Dave
two
David
were
Letterman.
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. That's why
announcers.
I'm not a sports guy, Ryan. But
it's all right.
I would have had
you got
to Google
4.
Him. Darn it!
You got 4, dude.
Bummer. Well, thanks,
guys. All right, listen, you go back to those poopy diapers, and you have a great weekend, okay, my friend?
Will do. Thank you.
Bye, Ryan.
Thank you. Hey, who hung up?
Somebody. I don't
we still
remember.
Have Trish, Courtney, and Jennifer, though. Trish, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
What do you got going this weekend? Anything good?
Honestly, just working. So that's
really?
About it.
What do you do?
I'm an emergency dispatcher for Jefferson County.
Well, that's a very important work, so I'm glad you're working.
Yeah, definitely.
That's good stuff.
Let's take a certain personality type to remain calm and cool under pressure
and
like that.
Focused,
I would think.
Yeah, it definitely so, but I think more than anything you just have to like know geography and like be able to pay attention to details.
That's really good.
That's a funny way of putting it, and I love it.
Yeah.
You need to know, like, Jeremy couldn't do this. He doesn't even know north from south or east from west.
Oh, I have a hard time with north, south, east, west. I'd have to do, like, turn left, turn right, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a little problem I have.
Yeah, so, no, it's hard. Well, and you don't think about, like, the fact that you don't know where you are most of the time when you have an emergency. So.
Well, can't they pinpoint you if you're on, like, a cell phone or something? Can't you see where that person is?
Yeah, you kind of can. If you call 911, you can anyways. But if you call non-emergency for, like, a car accident or something, then you can't.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Right. I don't know where I'm at right now.
Well,
right.
Trisha's got a great point because, I mean, you get all flustered and freaked out anyway.
Sure.
So, exactly.
I've thought about that. Honestly, I honestly have thought about this before. If there was an emergency at my house and I immediately call 911, if, like, say somebody has fallen down the stairs and I'm just, like, completely freaking out, if they said, what's your address, I've wondered if I would go, because I'm just panicked over what's going on.
And let's be honest, Trish, it'll probably be Dom that falls down the stairs.
Probably.
Well, hopefully not.
He's in those slippery socks all the time.
Probably me.
Have you ever had to, like, walk somebody through CPR or, you know, help them stop somebody from choking or...
Really? Choking is less common, but CPR, that one is a little more common.
You walk them through
we do
it.
We do that every day. Yeah.
Have you actually helped?
But
save?
If it was choking, you would have to walk him through the whole Heimlich thing. How do you walk somebody through that?
Honestly, it's pretty straightforward. The hardest part is getting someone to calm down enough to actually do it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I told you, I watched somebody at my table. There were four of us having dinner. Somebody choked on something, and this person's husband got up calmly, pulled her up out of the chair and did the Heimlich, and we watched a piece of, like, rib come flying out of her mouth. And then everyone sat back down and went back to dinner. And it was the most surreal thing I've ever been a part of.
Spit it out. Now, would you pick that rib up and eat it? I mean, would you let that go to waste or would you just gobble it back down?
The same piece? I guess you can cut it in half and then eat it.
I mean, ribs at restaurants are expensive. I don't think I'd let that go to waste.
Yeah, you know, I guess to each their own, but...
It's good eating.
Man, oh, man. So have you ever had to do any of these things yourself in person?
Not in person, no. So, you know, knock on something, but no.
Man, well, thank you for doing
fascinating
that work.
Stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Fascinating.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, let's see if we can dig up a rattle-off topic for you. Courtney and Jennifer, even if Trish gets it, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Oh, let's see if you do with this one, Trish. 10 seconds. Five different things that have a filter. Five things that may have a filter. Ready? And go!
An AC unit. A vacuum. A car, Snapchat, and
Oh, my God. You got four.
Darn it.
That was really good, and I love Snapchat. That was a great one.
That was just so random. I was like, how about social media?
Oh, that's funny.
Man. Darn it.
So many more, yeah.
Well, that's it.
What can we say?
We're done
now.
You
got four.
Well, cool. I tried.
I am so glad you called. We enjoyed talking to you, Trish. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. There she goes, off on her merry way, saving lives. Yeah, it puts our jobs in perspective, doesn't it?
I know, right? We've never helped somebody that was choking.
Playing around on the radio, and she's saving lives. Yeah. Courtney, I'm depressed.
Sorry.
Sorry.
No, I'm just... Sorry!
Sorry to hear that.
Have you ever had to call 911, Courtney?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think I have either. I don't think I've ever had to do that. What are you doing this weekend? Which way?
What is she doing this weekend?
What do you do for a living, and what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, I am a teacher, and we are headed on a road trip to some national parks because my fourth grader has a national parks pass. So any fourth grade parent out there, you can still get a free national parks pass.
Just for fourth graders?
Just for fourth graders.
What makes them so special?
Huh?
Because we study Colorado history. So.
So what parks are you going to?
So we are, well, right now we're headed to Bishop's Castle, which that's just kind of an interesting little stop, and then a gator farm, and then we'll hit the sand dunes tomorrow. We'll do Mesa Verde, head over to Canyonlands, and then Arches.
All the biggies. Wow. That's a great journey.
Have you been to the sand dunes before, Courtney?
Yes, we have, but my kids have not. Well, what? Nope, my kids have not.
No.
So I think it's fun. I've only been one time, but my favorite thing was going to the very tip top and then running down. And there was something about running down those dunes that was hilarious. It's so much fun.
Well, we think we might try to rent a sled and try to sled down. Because they say that the normal sleds don't work. Like a snow sled won't work.
So we've got special sand sleds is what you're saying.
Can you just break down like an Amazon box, a cardboard box, and just use that?
We probably could have.
Yeah.
We have a few of those in our recycle bin.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you can just use cardboard, but that'll be fun. You're going to have sand in your crack. I mean, sand all over.
We did a live broadcast from there, and so we spent the night before, and then we got up the next morning, we did the show from there, and then we played around with the parks, and I am not kidding, sand was coming out of various parts of my body for at least 3 days ever. No matter how much you shower,
sounds
itchy. You will continue to find sand for like 3 days.
Itchy. Ouch.
Well, I'm sure my son will manage to get it in spots that we don't. Fine for a while.
You better bring a loofah with you. Okay.
That
sounds great. I'm dying to get down to Arches. And
it's the best.
I have not been down there, and that's
take your kids, Jeremy.
We'll see if we can squeeze it in this summer. Yeah, I'm really wanting to get down there, so we'll see. But have fun. That's a great little family trip.
Sounds really good.
Thanks.
Yep.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you should be.
Well, let's play some Rattle Off. Let's see how you do. See if you can get a prize before you go.
All right.
I don't like any of these. I'm rejecting a bunch of them right now.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm still
on summer brain, so.
Let's see how this one goes. 10 seconds. Five things that you make or prepare with milk. Five things that are made or prepared or you eat with milk. Ready and go.
Oatmeal, eggs, cookies, pancakes, waffles, coffee, like a shake.
Like a shake.
You
like
got it.
You're a winner!
Courtney knows milk.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Court.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well,
now you leave town on a high note. Good for you.
That's right.
Well, listen, safe travels to you. Stand by. Hold on. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, you're so well. Yeah. You could not be more welcome. Thank you for listening.
Nice.
You have the greatest listeners. Oh, Jennifer, you came this close to getting a prize. This close.
Hey, story of my life.
Oh, nuts.
I never win anything.
Oh, poor Jennifer.
Come on, Jennifer. There's got to be something positive in your life.
I'm talking to you guys right now, and my hands are shaking. I'm still in shock that you answered the phone.
My hands are shaking, too.
We're just so excited to talk to you, Jennifer.
I think I have low blood sugar, though, right now. I think that could be part of it.
This is so wild. I'm heading to the bank, and I pulled over, and I just dialed. I had your number in there, but I'm always too scared to call.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to take a shot this morning because I'm bored. And so I...
Because you're bored,
well,
yeah.
That makes us feel good. I only called you because we're bored.
We're really big amongst bored people.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. Are we on a speakerphone, Bluetooth, AirPods with you, or are you on your regular phone?
I'm just on my phone. I have you on speaker. I can take you off.
Please take us off the speaker. Please do
careful.
That.
Just take your time since you're all shaky.
Don't disconnect. And like she immediately did. She disconnected.
I knew she was going to do that. I knew it.
Jennifer, call back. I'm going to wait
Damn
for
it.
I'm going to wait for her. I want her to call back.
Come on. Take your time. Take a breath.
It's either that or play
No
Believer by Imagine Dragons. I'd rather just talk to Jennifer. Do you think that's her online one?
You want to go for it?
Let's try it. Let's see.
Yeah. I'm so stupid. I'm so sorry.
I can't do anything right.
You know, we were trying to build you up originally, but I'm starting to think you may be right. You may be a sad sack, Jennifer. It's very possible.
So funny.
You guys still love me? I've loved you guys for so many years. I hope you guys still love me.
Oh, I would give you a big old bear hug right now.
I would say we love you unconditionally, but that's not exactly true either. Let's just say, as of right now, we still love you.
So what are you doing?
I'm so excited.
What are you doing at the bank?
Well, I have to pick up some money for my brothers. I know, boring. But then I'm going to work. I work at a bookstore. I just got a job.
Nice.
And then I'm going to party with my poor mommy who has neuropathy. Hi, Mom. And she can't walk very well, so I'm going to go to her house and celebrate her birthday with her.
Oh, that's very sweet.
What's this money for your brother for? What's that all about?
Yeah, and how much are you pulling out?
I'm just easy. I'm their financial conservator, so they can't touch their money, but I can. So I'm just going to go grab the money for them so they can go grocery shopping. And my other brother has to have a colonoscopy today. Sorry, Bubba. So, yeah, it's going to be a hard one for him.
Boy, this family.
My brother's getting a tube in his butt.
God.
So you oversee all their finances, huh? That's like... powerful.
Yeah, they're so cute. They can't take care of their own money, so I'm their financial conservator.
Oh, that's nice.
So,
that's good that you're doing that. Actually, that you're stepping up, and that's impressive.
It's really good.
Yay.
That's good. Good. Good.
I had a friend of mine one time speaking about money and stopping at the bank or whatever. I remember I had a friend of mine many years ago, and she worked, but it's not like she took her work real seriously. And I was with her one time, and she goes, I got to stop by the bank. I got to get some money out. I go, okay. She goes, yeah. She goes, I'm a trust fund baby. And every so often, I have to go by and just pull out, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars
fat
or whatever.
Stack of cash.
Yeah, like, an insane amount of money.
Just to move it around.
She was truly a trust fund baby from, like, the super wealthy, like, even more money than Josh's family.
Wow.
And she would just occasionally go and pull out, I don't know, like, $50,000 or something.
Not bad.
To live on for, like, another couple of weeks
A couple of weeks.
Yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. What's that life like? She goes, it's pretty damn good.
I wish I could pull out that much money.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. She said it was a great life.
That is a great life.
My brother Larry was in an accident. And so it wasn't his fault. They ended up, his dad ended up suing the city, and he got a buttload of money, and he's paralyzed on his left side. And he still works, though. He actually used to work at Elitch's, which is why I really wanted the prize. I thought that'd be kind of funny. But,
well, if he's got a boatload of money, he can just buy you a ticket to go.
Yeah. That's good that you're helping him out, though. That's sad. That's horrible.
Shout out to my brothers. They're so awesome. I'm not even married to their brother anymore, but they're still my brothers, so it's kind of fun.
Oh, that's nice. You're a jolly, jolly
person. Did that guy go? What happened to that guy? Did you ditch him?
It's okay. We won't talk about him. It's awesome. It's okay. He just went and married somebody else. It's all good.
Oh, he cheated on you.
It's all right. Yeah.
Why would you do that? You're like the most delightful person on the planet, it sounds like.
She might chew with her mouth open. We don't know.
Do you have halitosis?
You know, I probably could. I mean, I'm cute, but, you know, he was married to me for a while. He probably got bored and needed to move on. It's all right. It's all good.
He got sick of your cuteness, maybe.
Dang, you were too cute for him.
He needed a younger, hotter model.
No, that's horrible. Are you dating?
So, Do you have someone in your life right now?
I don't. I'm working on that. You know, I went and got a job. I'm putting myself out there more. So
what are you looking for in a man?
Just a, I don't know, a good guy.
Just good, a nice, good guy. Guy.
Too vague.
Yeah, very vague. I mean, looks
too vague.
Like, come on, there's got to be other things you're looking for.
Oh.
We're gonna find you a lover. We're gonna find you a lover today, Jennifer. Is what we're.
We need another good human to hook up with you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? Like a rugged man, a cowboy, a biker,
intellectual dude,
a lawyer.
No. I just want, I don't know, somebody that makes good money and come in and help take care of me and my brothers. Just kidding. I mean, somebody that has money would be fun. He can come live with me. You know.
So you're looking for a rich guy,
sugar daddy.
Well, you know, I got married for love the first time and it didn't work, so maybe I need a little money involved this time.
You know what? Why not? Go for it.
I'm not knocking it. Good for you.
Do it.
Go get it, man. Go get it.
Screw this love business.
Love is up.
I have a 14-year-old son, so I need a good guy that would be a good father-in-law for us.
Yeah, love can be overrated. Find somebody who's a good provider and a good person, somebody you like to hang out with.
Yeah. Pocket full of Benjamins.
Maybe you'll grow to love them.
That's true. That's so true.
Tell me about this bookstore gig. Where are you working?
Oh, it's called Deseret Book. It's so awesome. I'm trying to write a book. I'm a failed author at the moment. I've been trying to write a book for maybe 10 years, and it's not working out. So I went and found a job at a Christian bookstore. It's called LDS. It's a Deseret bookstore.
All right. Yeah. Get a little inspiration.
There used to be one over there on Hamden. Is that the same one, or is it a different location?
No, it's different. There's only one in Denver. Actually, I think there's only one in Colorado. I don't think there's any more in Colorado.
Hmm. Yeah.
We're the only one.
The last time I saw the Deseret Bookstore, it was over on Hamden by, like, Broadway, but I haven't seen
County
it in a while.
Line. County Line. Okay. And Broadway. Oh. Yep, that's the one.
Well, I hope this gives you a little inspiration.
That way. Huh?
What?
What? What kind of book are you trying to write?
It's a romance fiction. I want to call it Song of the Piano Man. I might as well tell the whole world about it.
Sure.
Song of the Piano Man.
Uh-huh. I want to do the Song of the Piano Man. Yeah, so I'm still trying to write it, but the divorce made it kind of hard to write romance stuff. So
Did he play the piano or something?
My piano player does. My ex-husband did not. So.
Oh, okay.
Good for you. No.
So you're looking for a musical.
Well,
guy.
Just stay focused on it. Just knock out a little bit at a time. The only problem that stops a lot of people from writing a novel is that they sometimes get overwhelmed because it's going to be anywhere from 60 to 100,000 words, and that just seems like a lot. So just take tiny little chunks here and there, and you'll get it. You'll get it done.
Or just don't do it.
You'll get it done. I feel like you will.
Feel like you're really busy. Why don't you just put this dream to the side?
Don't listen to Jeremy. You know, the thing is, there's never been a better time for you to try to publish a novel. So,
really?
It's so much easier now than it has ever been. So it's a good time.
Agreed.
All right.
And books about piano players right now are huge from
huge.
What I've been reading.
Are they?
Yeah, they're huge.
They got their own segment on Amazon. Look
it up. Piano players. Sexy piano players.
It's based in Hawaii, too, because that's where I grew up. So I'm trying to add a lot of Hawaiian flavor to it to make people want to read it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, my son and daughter-in-law live in Hawaii, so.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Waialua, the North Shore. That's where I grew up.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's where they live.
Yay! That's where they live in Waialua? Yay!
Mm-hmm.
You can have this guy playing the piano on the beach somewhere.
Yeah, exactly, Jeremy. They have sex on the beach. They could
sex
on the beach.
Very erotic scene with the piano on the beach and the sex.
What's the name of the town up there too? Is it Hialeah?
Do you want to lay me?
Hialeah, House of the Eva Bird.
Oh,
yeah. So the Hialeah Arts Festival is this weekend, and my daughter-in-law has stuff she's entered in the arts festival there this weekend. So.
Lucky. I'm so jealous. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah, she does. She paints, she refurbishes and then paints surfboards and turns them into works of art.
That's so Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
And it is That's the awesome. Coolest damn thing you've ever seen.
It just oozes Hawaii, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, she's so lucky. I'm jealous. I'm a jealous Hawaii. I want to go home someday. So.
Well,
That's so funny.
Get you that rich man
kind of
and you can go.
Yeah. I stumbled onto the nude beach there. when I was there a couple of months ago. So
that's hilarious. I never saw those growing up. That must have changed a lot.
It's that, just been in the last few years from what I'm told.
Put that in your book.
Yeah. Wishing you all the best, Jennifer. You've been a blast to talk to. Have a great weekend, okay?
Yay. Thank you so much. I can't believe I talked to you guys. Thanks, boys.
Love your face.
Thank you.